You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. As always, your host here, Colt Molesky, bringing you daily Timberwolves content. Make sure to check out the LockedOn.com website. That is the perfect place for all of the Locked On Network shows, whether you're looking for something from the MLB, NFL, NBA, college. All the shows are in a convenient spot right there. Make sure to go check it out. Maybe you can find a host that you really love to listen to, find a new host that you haven't listened to yet, but all of a sudden you fall in love with a new show. Whatever you're looking for, the LockedOn.com website will have it there with podcasts ready to get you ready for various teams throughout the entire week. Make sure to go check it out. Also, make sure to go check out the Locked On NBA podcast. That is the perfect spot to grab recent news and updates from around the league you love to watch so much. So once you're done listening with this podcast, make sure to go tune in to the Locked On NBA podcast. Fantastic hosts that are rotating every single day throughout the week and bringing you recent news and updates from around the NBA. All right, this is the Thanksgiving pod. Thank you guys so much for listening, for your continued diligence. I hope that you are all having a lovely Thanksgiving wherever you are. And if you're listening to this and you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, well, I hope you're having a fantastic day anyways. But for all of those celebrating Thanksgiving, I hope you're having a lovely holiday. I hope that you're traveling safe and that the Thanksgiving holiday is finding you well, you and your family. Thank you so much for giving me your ears for a little bit on the holiday and ignoring your family for just a little bit longer before you dive into all that stuffy and turkey and mashed potatoes. Today, I'm going to talk a little bit about last night's game, but first, I wanted to advocate for Thanksgiving basketball to come back. I was looking up some numbers. It seems like 2005 was the last time that the NBA had games on Thanksgiving. Obviously, the NFL is a huge money-making machine that is churning out millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. And so when they decided to move from an early morning afternoon game to a late afternoon game, and then moved to a third game and put a marquee late night, Thursday night football game on Thanksgiving, I realized it wasn't the same year, but a couple years afterwards is when they started not playing NBA basketball games. And I guess that kind of makes sense. And you don't want to compete with, I mean, Thanksgiving and football kind of go hand in hand. You don't want to compete necessarily with something if you know that you're going to lose a bunch of viewers or you're not going to have the same kind of revenue. And obviously Christmas Day has kind of been marked as the NBA holiday. That's when basketball really takes over the household, when basketball is on everybody's television, and Thanksgiving is for football. I kind of realize that. That said, I do miss Thanksgiving football. I know I might be just a greedy sports fan as well as a greedy NBA addict, but I do miss NBA on Thanksgiving. I do miss when you can watch basketball being played with the turkey and the stuffing, and I do miss seeing some hoops on Thanksgiving. And so because of that, I thought I'd go back quick to the last Thanksgiving game the last Thanksgiving game that really had me locked in, and that was in 2004 on November 25th. Timberwolves on the road against the Pacers. And so when you have all that hype around your team, it's fun to see them play a marquee game like they played on Thanksgiving against the Pacers. And when I was looking back at the the stats for this game, looking back at some of the box scores from the game, trying to kind of kickstart my memory. And the difference in the stats line, if you're looking at this one versus the one played yesterday, is kind of crazy. Timberwolves in the Thanksgiving game had 14 attempted three-pointers, made 5 of them. And in last night's game, the Timberwolves attempted 32 three-pointers, made 9 of them. And that's a pretty bad mark for somebody this season. But if you're comparing it to 2004, that was almost as many three-pointers as they attempted. You look back at who's out there, how they're playing their point guards, how they're playing lineups. The emphasis clearly on the front court for the Timberwolves. And obviously with Towns there, there's a lot of emphasis on the front court. But guard play is so much, I think there's so much more emphasis on it. You can see it in the box scores. You can see it when Derrick Rose and Teague are getting tons and tons of minutes and they're playing together, and you're playing a lot of point guards a lot of minutes, and you're playing point guards together a lot. You have Tyus Jones with 19, Teague with 28, Derrick Rose with 29, and they're all taking, or Teague didn't take too many shots, but you're wanting your point guards to take a pretty sizable bulk of the shots, and you're wanting to run the offense through them, open stuff up for them. And obviously with Garnett on the team, you're trying to open stuff. But even kind of back in 2004, that's the game plan. Is you're trying to dominate somebody with your front court play, and you're trying to play everything through Kevin Garnett. Kevin Garnett played 43 minutes, by the way, for this game. Was a stud. I miss watching him play basketball. But this was a fun game. Gathered around the TV, watching basketball with my dad. Always watched basketball with my dad growing up. And watching them take on the Pacers, really, really close game. I remember, actually, we go to my Uncle Kenny and Aunt Linda's house for Thanksgiving pretty much every year. And so we were down in the basement because everybody got the big TV upstairs to watch football. And my dad and I were downstairs in the basement watching on this fuzzy TV with a box, the big box kind of cascading back behind the screen. And it was about, I want to say like 20 inches, something like that, 25 inches. It seemed really big at the time, but it was on this little TV that was this massive box. It probably weighed more than I did at the time. And watching Kevin Garnett go to work, watching the Pacers get the lead early, and then the Timberwolves with a 35-point fourth quarter climb their way back into this game. Kevin Garnett making some clutch plays, some free throws down the stretch, knocking down jumpers in the fourth quarter and getting to the free throw line. It wasn't enough, unfortunately, and you had Hudson taking a few shots, maybe a few too many shots down the last stanza of this game. But it was a 106-102 victory for the Pacers, a really tight game. One of the, and I always look fondly back on the games that I watched Kevin Garnett play, but one of the fun games, because you're sitting there with your family, you're sitting there with the great food, and you're watching some fantastic basketball players do work on the NBA court. So when I think about Thanksgiving, yes, I think about the football. I think, of course, I mean, as far as the sports, it sounds pretty terrible that my first thought was football. You should probably think about your family and things like that on Thanksgiving. But when you're thinking about sports on Thanksgiving, I know that football leaps to the forefront of everyone's minds. But I really want Thanksgiving basketball back. And I know that maybe it seems unfair to ask the best teams in the basketball to play on Christmas and on Thanksgiving, because they'd probably pull both those assignments. But I would love to have Thanksgiving basketball back. I would love to finish the night out with like a Clippers game, or the Warriors, or maybe the Celtics, the Raptors, maybe the 76ers. I would love to finish out my day with some basketball. And that's what I'm thinking about and hopefully can be thankful for someday again on Thanksgiving, that Thanksgiving basketball will be back. Let's take a quick break for some sponsors, and then let's get to what happened last night. The Timberwolves lost to the Nuggets last night, 103-101, if you didn't watch the game. It was really disappointing, not only because you really hoped they win these home games because they're struggling so much on the road, not only because the Denver Nuggets are a team that it would really look good for them to beat a playoff team with a really solid defense this year. It'd mark a good kind of bounce back victory after some losses, but it was also a real bummer because Nikola Jokic only had 7 points in this one. Now, he did have 10 assists and 12 rebounds, and that's how you know, by the way, when you have somebody who's really, really great at not only basketball, but just a really great athlete and really great at sports when they can find other ways to contribute when they're not feeling it in a certain area. He shot 23% from the field. He was 1 of 5 from three-point range. He clearly wasn't feeling it scoring-wise. And so that's what the really great basketball players are able to do, is when they can't get anything going in one area of their game, they flip it to another area, and they just are the best teammate. And he was doing a great job facilitating offense, great job on the boards, getting the double-double without getting double-digit points. But nevertheless, when Jokic is only putting up 7 points, you should be able to – there should be a response from this Timberwolves team that's better. There should be a push and maybe some urgency. Hey, Jokic, we've got Jokic in a funk tonight. We can push past them with their stud not performing. This is just another reason why we should win this game. This is another edge for us in this matchup. Weren't able to take advantage of it. Paul Millsap had a huge outing, 25 points, shot 84% from the field. And then you have Harris with 17, Jamal Murray with 18. And as a whole, this team shot 47%, 40% from the three-point line, and 83% from the free throw line. Timberwolves got out to an okay start, 25-23 in the first quarter and 31-27 in the second quarter. And that was really, you knew that the Timberwolves, they've consistently done this every year where they give up leads, but they started out with a lead. They started up pretty strong in that opening half. So looking at this game, you're thinking they should be okay. If they can weather, you know, they're going to have to weather a storm in the third quarter. It's coming. It's around the corner. But then they only put up 18. It was too much of a dud for them to overcome. 35-18 in the third quarter was just too much of a dud for them to overcome. And really, even if you're watching this game in the first half, you can't be uber excited, because while they're leading, the Nuggets really are controlling the pace of this game the entire way through. Fast break points, 8-11 in favor of the Nuggets. Turnover points, 22-12 in favor of the Nuggets. And the Timberwolves led in total turnovers, 18-14. And again, the Timberwolves have really made their mark defensively by killing teams turnover-wise and then scoring on those turnovers, making everyone guard the entirety of the court, not pulling into half court, doing a really great job in transition. And while Derrick Rose, Jeff Teague, those guys, they had decent nights. Jeff Teague only 7 points, but he had 8 assists. Derrick Rose with 20 points. You still didn't feel like they were really able to control the pace, push the pace, really able to get the Nuggets uncomfortable. And that was the big kind of mark throughout the first half, is that while they were leading, it didn't seem like something that could be sustainable because of the way the Nuggets were playing. And it still seemed like the Nuggets were playing their style of basketball, and the Minnesota Timberwolves were more just grabbing extra points with skill, but the Nuggets were hanging around because they were controlling the game and they were controlling the basketball that was being played. And so it was an unfortunate loss for the Timberwolves. Like I was talking with Adam, the host of the Locked On Nuggets, yesterday. This win was really important for both these teams, the Nuggets, on a significant, I believe it's a six-game skid, whereas the Timberwolves, they haven't won at all on the road, so winning at home was crucial. And to drop games to teams like the Grizzlies, a team who has been playing really well, but you should be able to beat, or a team like the Nuggets, a team, again, that has been playing really well, but they're in the middle of this skid, and you're at home, and you have Jokic scoring under double-digit points. These are scenarios where to be a good team, you're a fringe playoff roster, but to be a great team, you're winning all the games you're supposed to. You're taking advantage of when a team is down, when a star is not playing up to what you anticipate from them. And they just weren't able to close out this game. And despite a 27-18 fourth quarter, it wasn't enough to flip the script on this game. And so it's an unfortunate loss for the Timberwolves heading into Thanksgiving. Hopefully, we'll talk about the Nuggets game, or the Nets game, excuse me, tomorrow. Hopefully, they're able to fix some things to going into a game against the Nets, a team that does like to play a little more fast pace, a little bit less stout of a defense there in the Nets. Hopefully, they can kind of get back on track offensively, and you can see them trying to jump back into the pace and space that has made them so successful earlier in this season, and especially at home. But you did not see that from the Timberwolves last night, and it was really unfortunate because it felt like that game, you kind of left a lot on the table, and there was a lot of meat left on the bones, as they say, for the Timberwolves. So hopefully they can pick up the pieces and get back to it tomorrow against the Nets. All right, and that's it for me. I want to wish everybody again a happy Thanksgiving. I hope all of you travel safe, and thank you so much for lending me your ears on the holiday. Thank you for tuning into another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.